Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your San Diego Padres are 7-3. That's the second best record in all of baseball, American or National League. Behind, of course, the 8-2 Dodgers. Just had to be. It's Ben and Woods on a Monday morning here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. More Padres talk coming up, including some news on that Dodgers series in our Rinder Report. I'm going to try to get through this show, though, Woodsy. A little different for me this morning. I have to go do the adult thing when you're kind of in your 40s and go get some blood work done, fasting blood work.
Are you okay?
After the show. So I wasn't able to do any eating or anything this morning. So I'm going completely empty stomach, no coffee.
No coffee?
No, nope, nothing.
Can't. Are you okay? What is the blood work about?
Just routine checkup.
Routine,
yeah,
okay.
Just for a routine checkup.
Right.
Didn't get to have my usual steak and lobster and eggs.
Caviar. Caviar Benedict.
Mimosa. Light on the orange juice.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm kind of a little woozy here. Just if I collapse just onto the floor, just leave me there.
What time is your blood work?
10:15.
Long time.
It is a long time.
What was your last meal you ate? Dinner?
I was I planned for this. I grabbed a bean and cheese burrito on the way home from Channel 10 last night before the midnight deadline to eat.
Okay, so, that's smart. That's smart. Yeah,
which isn't great for. I know you're not supposed to eat right before you go to bed, but I thought if I don't do something, I'm going to really be struggling because I had not had anything since breakfast the previous day. I didn't want to go 24 hours without food.
No, the last time I got blood work done, we were here. And I forgot to not. I had a Pop-Tart.
Oops.
And I, like, 2 hours later went in to get my blood work. And they're like, you have very high cholesterol. I probably do, but I blamed it on the Pop-Tart. So I think I'm good had I not eaten that Pop-Tart.
Oh, believe me, I've just got butter running through my veins. I have
coursing.
I have no doubts about that, but I'll at least give it a fair shot.
Yeah.
Today when I go get the blood work done.
You're very sprightly for a guy that has had
zero coffee.
That's,
I know,
very sprightly.
I feel like there's going to be a non-coffee crash at some point.
Can't
so I just wanted to warn you.
Can't you drink black coffee? Nothing?
They said nothing at all. I asked, can I have coffee? And they said, no, nothing.
Water.
Just water.
Okay.
Just water.
All right. You want like an Adderall?
Get the blood drawn.
How about
then I'll have Adderall in my blood.
Well,
won't that be strange? They haven't prescribed that for me.
I have some smelling salts.
Putting anything? Anything in now. Okay. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
So. Coming up later this hour, we haven't even discussed the Masters
yet.
Oh
my God!
I know you watched a lot of it this weekend.
Can't wait to tell you how much money I won on the Masters.
I'm curious now. I don't know. I can't imagine you placed large bets on Hideki Matsuyama.
I did not place any bets. I just did the pool.
Oh, the pools.
Yes.
The pools went well for you? Okay, good.
Oh, did they ever.
Outstanding. So we'll get to some Masters talk coming up, and we'll continue our discussion of the Padres 3-0 weekend against the Texas Rangers. Right now, though, let's get some headlines from our executive producer, first of the week, Rindle Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right,
we made it.
Guys, we made it.
It's
Monday, but we made it. We'll start off in Major League Baseball. It's not a rivalry, of course, but the Dodgers have confirmed their starting rotation for this upcoming weekend, their first series with our beloved Padres. Friday, they're sending out Walker Buehler. On Saturday, it'll be Clayton Kershaw, and on Sunday, it'll be Trevor Bauer. Here's some audio. Dave Roberts was asked about the rotation yesterday before the Dodgers took on the Nationals.
And with the starting rotation, it lines up for your San Diego series with Buehler, Kershaw, and Bauer. It does not seem like a coincidence.
I think that you can read into it any way you want. But I think that, you know, making sure guys are, you know, rested and feeling good going into a particular series is the ultimate goal.
Will you put any extra weight on those series against the Padres this year?
Relative to any other series, you know, it's a division rival. So I think any division opponent, you want to play well. And certainly this is a team that's very talented. So I hesitate to say any more emphasis, but obviously you're looking at the talent, the buildup. You know, we'll be ready for this series, for that series, yeah.
It's a division what? What is it? Did he say?
It's a division rival. So
it's
I think
a division,
division
what?
It's a division rival, like the Diamondbacks or the Rockies. It's a division rival.
What? I was told that it was not. There was no, it's just another team.
It's a division rival.
That was a very, very long way of answering that question. Yes. You don't. If the answer was no, legitimately, Dave would have very quickly said, are you putting any extra emphasis on these games?
No.
It's a division
just
rival.
Just the way it lines up this time, you know, we're not going to really, you know, move our starting rotation around for any one particular team.
Now, did they move their starting rotation around?
It was going to be, I believe, Urias, Bueller, and then Kershaw.
Okay.
And they were going to miss Bauer. And now it's going to be Bueller, Kershaw, Bauer, maybe?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Bueller, Kershaw, Bauer. Okay.
Snell and Bauer on Sunday?
Assuming the Padres don't make any adjustments to their starting rotation, because Jace Tingler actually said yesterday he wasn't committing beyond today and tomorrow to his starting pitchers for the Pirates series. Will be Yu Darvish today. It will be Blake Snell tomorrow. That would continue to put them on pace to be able to pitch Saturday and Sunday in that series. I would assume that's not going to change, Woods. The question is, what do you do about Friday now, the opener to that series?
I have some thoughts. I'd like to save those thoughts for later in the program.
Okay.
I'd like to do a little mini segment on what they can do and what their options are, and let's talk about it.
Fair enough.
Because I have an idea.
I think Dave Roberts is probably smart to be doing this. There's only one team that really is a threat to the Dodgers in the division. Why wouldn't you try to get your best pitchers facing that team? You've got plenty of talent to beat the other teams. I mean,
oh yeah,
they're winning fairly easily. They're 8-2 through the first 10 and are winning fairly easily most days. Why would you have, you know, two of your younger guys going when you've got three aces and you can throw them all against the Padres in that weekend series?
Kind of a flex, though, if you're really a badass to just throw your 4 and 5 against the Padres. That's a big flex. If he did that, that's a flex, right? I mean, that's
no. It's an early
series.
It's 3 of 19 meetings.
Yeah.
It doesn't really mean that much in the long run. However,
it's a division rival.
I do think it sets a bit of a tone. If the Padres swept the Dodgers, that could translate into confidence and momentum.
Yeah, parade.
And conversely, if the Dodgers swept the Padres, there would be that narrative: hey, same old Padres, same old Dodgers. They're not quite there yet. You know,
it's a division
good
rival.
Team, not quite on the Dodgers level yet, and people would be talking about that. I think it's worth going all out to try to win that series and see what you got here in April.
Well, the one thing you can't do also is you can't look past the Pirates. I mean, you got to handle business. It's the stupidest cliche in sports, but it's a cliche for a reason. One game at a time. Go beat Trevor Cahill's ass tonight. That's what you need to do.
Not worry about Friday.
Would
you rather this week go 4-0 against the Pirates and 1-2 against the Dodgers, 5-2 this week? Or 2-2 against the Pirates and 2-1 against the Dodgers, 4-3.
I'd rather win the 5 games.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, I mean, it's nice to beat the Dodgers, but like you said, after the series, you get 16 more chances.
Wins, no matter who you're playing.
Yeah, dude, and in fact, if we go 2-2 against the Pirates, frankly, I'm going to be a little disappointed because the Pirates are a team you should sweep. You should sweep them. There's no question about it.
You absolutely need to take the first two with Darvish and Snell. You need to just
win those games.
And we'll see, because, you know, Tingler made it sound like he might give Musgrove extra time after going 112 pitches in that no-hitter.
That's my idea, my friend.
That is my idea.
We can
discuss that.
That's what we need to figure out. The Morahone injury it sucks, because the bullpen they were epping phenomenal yesterday, but you cannot you cannot rely on that every day.
I suspect your idea is also Jay Stengler's idea, but we will, as you said, discuss
well,
that.
Well, Jason and I talked about it. We talked about it a lot. Yeah. Yeah, he runs stuff by me a lot.
Text you back, huh?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
I don't have his number.
Just AJ Preller.
Do you know how many times I almost texted AJ Preller this weekend?
At least 10.
And I didn't do it. I'm learning. I have restraint. Almost tweeted something negative at our company. I didn't do it. I have restraint. I had it typed out and I did it. Okay? So I'm getting better. I'm learning from my mistakes.
Good boy.
Thank you.
Pretty random headline here in the NBA over the weekend, but former Major League slugger Alex Rodriguez and billionaire Mark Lohr are finalizing a deal to purchase the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx from majority owner Glenn Taylor. This happened Saturday night is when the report came out. The purchase price in the deal is expected to be in the range of $1.5 billion. Glenn Taylor will continue to hold full control for both teams for two more years before A-Rod and Lohr take over in 2023.
I'm always curious how billionaires make their money. Mark Lohr, any idea how he became a billionaire?
No.
So he founded a company called Jet.com, which is an e-commerce website, which was later acquired by Walmart, and he became the president and CEO of Walmart's e-commerce division.
Good
so,
God.
You order anything online from Walmart, Mark Lohr is getting a piece of that action and using it to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves with Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod was in on the Mets, and then that went south. Is he just interested in just... He just wants to be an owner.
He does. I saw there was a... Buried in the story. Did you mention, Paul, the idea that that perhaps A-Rod, with his ties to Seattle, having played for the Mariners, wants to move the team?
Already said that they're not. It's going to be in the language of the contract
they can't move the team.
Yeah. So San Diegans, relax. Timberwolves are not coming here.
Glenn Taylor, he has discussed keeping the Timberwolves in Minnesota with new ownership, but A-Rod's ties to Seattle and that city's desire for a return of the NBA could become an issue in the long term.
Long term.
Long term.
The Timberwolves.
Timberwolves could work in Seattle. The Seattle Timberwolves.
Yeah, I think that would work.
They have wolves up there.
But you have
ever run into a wolf growing up in Seattle?
Not personally.
No, you have to. It's got to be the Sonics again, right? You can go back.
I would want to. Yeah.
I think they're just going to wait for the NBA. The NBA is going to expand.
It's going to go back to Seattle, I think, anyway, without A-Rod. Yeah,
okay.
All right. Yeah, nice to be rich.
And finally, sports here in the final story. But look, we've played Jesse Agler's call of the no-hitter. We've played Eduardo Ortega's call of the no-hitter. And those were great calls, but the best call of the weekend goes to Rob Stone from Fox Sports. And it happened in the PBA, the Professional Bowlers Association Tour, as history was made yesterday. Did you guys see this? Did you hear about this?
Now, I saw the highlight.
I didn't see any of this. I missed it all.
I saw it. And this computer, thanks Odyssey, does not have sound.
I thought you just said you weren't going to slam the company. What happened to the personal growth we just talked about 2 minutes ago?
I do radio for a radio company, and the computer in which I have has no audio. So that's cool. Thanks, Odyssey.
So here's what happened. Anthony Neuer made history by picking up the rare 7-10 split.
Woo!
The guy's 18 years old, and he's just the fourth player to accomplish the feat during a PBA Tour TV broadcast, and he was the first to do it on the air since 1991.
That is bananas.
30 years.
30 years since the 7-10 split had been converted.
And I don't know anything about bowling, so I don't know what the comp is. I don't know if it'd be perfect games.
Well, I mean, those are years. I think it's more rare than a perfect game.
It's more rare, but it's not like a 3-hour accomplishment. It's a one shot. Yeah, it's like a walk off grand slam, although those are more common even than 7-10 splits. I don't know what you'd say is the great
albatross?
Maybe like a 3-quarter court buzzer beater to win a game or something. Yeah, an albatross in golf. That's a good comparison, Woods. You only see one of those every 10 years or so on the PGA Tour.
I get them at least once a round, so
Rob Stone called him the ginger assassin. Here's...
He's like flaming red hair.
Oh, yeah.
Just bright red hair.
The guy's a sight. Here's what it sounded like.
7-10. Come on, man.
Again, the look back. So
that's what I mean. I don't know why I re-racked.
right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it.
Oh, he did it!
He did it!
You got the 7-10, Randy!
Oh, he did it!
Woo-hoo!
My goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10! You bet, kid! You bet! Oh, man! Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. I believe the ginger assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
It actually came off of the bowling ball.
Insane.
Into the 7.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I can paint a picture of this guy for you. Take all three of our bodies, morph them together, and then put flaming red hair on top of it. That's what this guy looks like. He's 18.
A USA
clean it,
flag,
you kid, you're going to need to clean it up.
A flag bowling shirt.
Oh yeah. American bowling flag shirt.
I mean, it looks like Joe Diffie with red hair.
Joe Diffie. Hey, Morgan Wallen with red hair is on the stripe today, or whatever the hell they say. It was... That's awesome. What a great call.
I like that Rob Stone was instantly able to proclaim that the spare of the game.
Spare of the game.
And threw in a sponsor read as well.
It's genius. It's very...
Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe.
Believe.
You will.
Believe.
I believe
you
the ginger will. Assassin can drop the 7-10.
You got it.
Oh, man.
That was so good.
A Padres no-hitter. And a televised 7-10.
What a weekend.
What a weekend in
converted
sports.
All in the same weekend. Plus the first ever Japanese winner of the Masters. We'll discuss that coming up. Our daily ditty as well as just ahead. And then back to Padres talk about the three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers. It's all coming up right now. Let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.